Slava, obviously massive disappointment tonight. Runners up for the second year running.
Yes, it is a disappointment. We battled hard and we got to the situation where we were so close, but at the same time, now it's so far away. But I can't take anything away from the guys because they battled hard. I think this top two teams put everything on the line over two games. And the desire, the effort, it was there. A bit of luck. Maybe it wasn't on finishing. Because in the third period, for a long time till they got a third goal, we were on top of the game. And to be on top of the game against teams like that, it's good to see. But at the same time, it's not enough. You got to score a goal. And at the moment, that is difficult to get the right words out. But I want to thank the fans for coming out, supporting us throughout the whole of the season. They've been fantastic. Throughout the semi-final and the final, the support has been fantastic. And we just have to move on because 4 days down the line, we've got a playoffs, we've got another trophy to fight for. So that's how concentration starts from tomorrow.
Yeah, there was seemed to be some agitation at the end of the game. Do you know what that was about?
I don't know. I heard both sides of the stories, and I've got my view, but I'd rather move on from that because, like I said, it's two totally different sides of the story, and I don't want to defend anyone. We just need to move on and, like I said, concentrate on the playoffs now.
Yeah, there was some strange messages from Pete Russell ahead of the game saying that his team had been accused of not working hard and only good on paper. He said that had come from your camp.
I think the best way is to ask Pete, but we do communicate, and we communicated a few times throughout this week. And to put the record straight, the best way is to ask him. For me, there is no accusations. We just know that the quality they have, we have to make sure we outwork them. And maybe it's a message that's been misread. But I think today both teams worked extremely hard. Both teams left everything out there. So that's the answer.
Is there anything you would have changed with hindsight from tonight?
Again, asking 20 minutes after the loss is difficult to answer because you can jump and say, yes, you can change this, you can change that. But like I just said before, when we were in Coventry last year and we lost to Guildford and we lost today, for the coach, it's every loss is a hard loss to take for the fans, for the coach, for the owners, for everyone. But it's the way you lose, and today we lost, but we gave a great, great battle and came down to the penalty shots where it became one-on-one situations between the two best goalies in the league, and skill level of Milton Keynes showed the difference.
You talk about the playoffs in a few days, but obviously you've still got the last league game tomorrow against Guildford. How do you get the players up for that game?
Again, another difficult question. You know, I spoke to the guys and I explained the situation. I explained them where we're at right now and what we need to look forward to. So mentally it's going to be tough, but we're playing at home, last game of the season, and we're going to hope for the best result.
Because obviously Basingstoke won tonight, so they're in sort of pole position for third place.
If they won, then yeah, they are. I think that was their game in hand. And I think now that means they're a point ahead. And if they get a point, it's guaranteed. But we have to think about our situation. We have to think how we get ready now, how we move on mentally, how we recover physically for Wednesday. So that's what we concentrated on. But I think the first decisions will be made tomorrow morning. Right now, we need to make sure that we just mentally move on from that loss.
For yourself, what is the level of disappointment? How big is a disappointment for you personally from tonight?
I want to win every time. But there is, it's a sport. You're not going to win every game. You have to fight. You have to find solutions to go forward. And that's what we're going to try to do. Disappointment, of course. Of course, otherwise I wouldn't be a coach. But there is factors in place, and right now we've done everything we can, and I'm disappointed, but we have to move on.
You've